This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Jackie Andrucci set out with a modest goal in mind.
It started off as just my gold award for Girl Scouts, which is the highest award in Girl Scouting. I wanted to do something for homeless people, people that would appreciate just a little bit.
But what? Jackie, a high school senior from Petaluma, spent some time kicking around possible ideas with Diana Curtin, a family friend who's part of the staff at Santa Rosa's CHOPS Teen Center.
They had all these backpacks and they didn't know what to do with them. We were talking about it and I said I wanted to do something for homeless, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do with them. And then she said she has these backpacks and she didn't really know what she wanted to do with them. So that's just where it started and that's where the backpack things came in.
With the help of some of the other kids at CHOPS and donations from several local businesses, Jackie filled each of the 25 bright blue backpacks with small, useful items.
We filled 25 backpacks with necessary items to last the winter, like a tarp, water bottles, like 20 food bars. They had a hat, gloves, 3 pairs of socks, a first aid kit, antibacterial wipes, and a bunch of other little things like that, just to help them through the winter.
Then, on a rainy day in early January, she set out to give the backpacks away.
We just wanted to give them to the most random people that we could find. But the day that we did it, it was raining, so of course, they go and, like, hide. So first we went to the county library, and we found 10 homeless people there, and we gave them out. And then we really couldn't find anyone else because it was raining, and we went to the Redwood Gospel Mission, and then we handed the rest of them out there.
Despite her initial trepidations, Jackie says her gifts were warmly received.
It was actually really scary to walk up to them. But once we started talking to them, they were really, really nice. And they were so happy to get the backpacks. One of them called me an angel. It felt really good.
Equally gratifying, she reports continuing to see the backpacks being used weeks after they were delivered.
Walking around Santa Rosa, you can like see the blue backpacks that we hand out because they were pretty bright. Just to see them in use is really, it's a really nice feeling.
Meanwhile, Andrucci has begun work on a second phase of this project.
We're going to do back-to-school backpacks for kids that can't afford their backpacks and all of their school supplies. So we're going to fill them with, like, pencils and pens and markers and crayons and glue and all of the necessary stuff for school.
Even though she's planning to head off to San Francisco to continue her education in the fall, Jackie also intends to stay involved as the backpack project continues next year.
CHOPS is adopting it as their community service project because they have been looking for a community service project that they can put in their activity guide and do for ongoing. So it's going to be passed on to CHOPS, but I'm definitely going to help from years on out.
For her role in creating and perpetuating the Backpack Project, Jackie Andrucci has been honored as one of this year's Real Heroes by the Red Cross chapter of Sonoma and Mendocino counties. All 10 honorees will be feted at a breakfast ceremony on Wednesday morning. We'll meet another one of them in tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.